They refer to the Steelers as Blitzburg, but last year it was the Broncos who were the blitzing practitioners, sending linebackers and defensive backs after quarterbacks frequently and often with great success. But the blitz can be exploited. The Eagles did it in last year's regular season and used big plays to nearly steal a win before Denver took control. 3 months later, their cross-state rivals from Pittsburgh took advantage and snatched the AFC crown from Denver's grasp.
We got to play harder, faster. We got to do a better job of execution, and we got to do a better job of coaching. It wasn't just our players that got beat in that playoff game. It was our coaches, too. It's never one way or the other. It's all of us. So they got us. They schemed our blitz. They converted on third down. And it was gripe and groan at your players all you want, but you got to look in the mirror, too. And anytime you lose a game, it's that way. You got to look at yourself first, and then you look at the players. If you don't look at yourself first, you make big mistakes.
This year was different. Blitzing was reduced. The schemes were simplified. The results, for 6.5 games at least, were outstanding.
We realized, you don't have to use smoke and mirrors to actually be an effective defense. And that's what we've done thus far. So we're going to continue to do that.
This year, it's not a whole lot of bringing everybody from every angle. It's more of letting the up front do the job and, maybe now and then bring a couple people. But this year, the blitz pack is a little bit more, not in depth. It's just a few that we throw in there.
And while the defense has taken a fairways and greens approach, one cannot argue with the results. Only 11.1 points allowed per game. Just 5 touchdowns allowed all season to date. By those numbers, the Broncos' defense sits at the NFL's head table. No team has allowed fewer touchdowns, and only the Chicago Bears have permitted fewer points. It has been a season long on defensive highlights, with only one bad half sullying their efforts.
We feel like we're the best defense in the league, and no man can break that. I think everybody sputters a little bit and has a game where things just don't go quite the way you wish they would. But, that's part of the business. That's part of our job, and we understand that. And for us to be professionals, we have to move forward.
We're a veteran group. Even the young guys on our team are pretty mature for their experience level. So I think we moved on from that. And one game doesn't make a season normally unless it's the Super Bowl. So we're not going to dwell on that game too much longer. We did some things well, and we did some things not so well. Just going to try to fix things that we didn't do so well.
But until Sunday comes, the Broncos know they'll be judged on the past, their last game, and their last meeting with the Steelers.
I always think they get you on the last one. I mean, that's the way football is. That's the way life is. I mean, you are what you did last week. That's the way it is. You are what you did yesterday. I mean, everybody's business. So I think that's what you deserve to be judged by. You take it one step at a time. If you fall, you got to take the consequences. But you got to get up. You got to get up and go on.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.